Maria Isabel Salvador, who is the United Nations Special Representative for Haiti. I asked her first about the current security situation there.
As you may know, the last quarter of 2023 witnessed already an escalation, a new escalation in violence in Haiti, with around 2,327 individuals, victims of murder, injury, and kidnapping. At least 75 people were reported killed by civilian vigilante movements that, as you know, have emerged as a self-defense against gangs. And over 8,400 victims were recorded between January and December 2023, which marks 122% increase as compared to the previous year. So the proliferation of violence by criminal groups has expanded, and it is very clearly this has been accompanied by an increase in sexual violence across several municipalities as well. Maybe you know that the employee of sexual exploitation and violence in the areas of control puts women and girls as young as 12 at risk. So the situation is getting worse, more dangerous, and with more impact on the population.
Tell me about the role of UN personnel in Haiti at the moment.
The UN in Haiti is present first through our office, through BINU. Our role is mainly a political role. We have a political mandate. The UN agencies, development agencies, and humanitarian agencies are present, active. Of course, the violence existing puts also difficult situations sometimes the teams to get to the people and provide the humanitarian help. But we are active. On BINU, on our role, we are very directly working with the Haitian National Police in an advisory role. So we are permanently acting with them. We also have a very strong line in human rights monitoring and supporting and advising also the National Haitian Police on these issues.
I know you told the UN Security Council last week that the need for foreign intervention in Haiti was urgent. Why is it important that you get police officers and not military personnel there?
The internal security in Haiti is the responsibility of the National Haitian Police. It's fighting against criminal gangs in the streets, mainly in the capital, of course, where most of the violence and insecurity exists. We do believe that the control of gangs and fighting these gangs is mainly a role of police. And that is why the authorization of the MSS by the Security Council mentions specifically police forces.
And are you confident that this Kenyan-led police force, if it's allowed to arrive, will help?
First, I'm confident that it will come. I am confident that Kenya would be a good lead. They will provide around 1,000 personnel, but they are not the only ones coming. So there are other countries who have compromised somehow to provide also personnel. The biggest problem, in fact, with Haitian National Police is numbers. For example, every shift of Haitian National Police in fighting the gangs are only about 300 personnel. So 300 personnel at a specific point fighting these huge gangs, very well armed, is very hard to do. So the presence of more personnel is very important, and that is why we are waiting for the decision, of course, the ruling and what goes on with the internal procedure in Kenya. And we expect that this group of police coming from different countries will come to support the Haitian police and help them in their regular operations.
Yes, you'll be aware that there have been questions about the human rights record of the Kenyan police specifically. Do you fear that if they mishandle the situation in Haiti, if their reaction is too harsh, that things could get even worse?
As far as what the Security Council authorized in his resolution 2699 last October, it specified very clearly the importance of training the different police forces that will be coming here on human rights in general, on sexual exploitation and abuse as well, and not only training them, but also having a vetting process so that the best officials, you can say, come here and are well trained. The decision of establishing an accountability mechanism. So the Security Council took the decision taking into account these very important issues. I wouldn't say that Haiti lives in anarchy. There is a government, a weak government, we should say, yes. But it's also important to mention that all the international community is present here, advising, supporting, providing resources to the national institutions to move forward in this line.
Maria Isabel Salvador, who is the United Nations Special Representative for Haiti, speaking to me there from the capital, Port-au-Prince.